How, if at all, has your relationship changed in the last 12 months, given your parallel paths to what you've guys gone through?
You're just in miserable love company, man. You know?
Yeah.
Obviously, we had some what used to be career-ending injuries. We had some technical difficulties ourselves.
We put a lot of time into our rehab and focusing on learning the defense all within a matter of pretty much 8 months. So, you know, when you dedicate yourself and give up a piece of yourself to come back to do something you love, and you sacrifice everything you can sacrifice, you know, it's like a slap in the face when, you know, you're not given that opportunity to prove how hard you work.
He hit it right on the head.
Can't put it any better than that?
No. We feel that we're ready to get on the field. We're looking for any kind of way to get on the field. And it just wasn't happening the way that we would have liked for it to play it out. So at some point in time, obviously you get frustrated. And then after frustration become miserable because you can't find a way to get on the field, especially when our bodies were telling us that we were actually ready to go.
Do you feel what happened to you last year was the most difficult thing you've ever had to overcome because of everything around it?
Ha! Oh! Okay.
Yeah. You know, for me to go through something like that was just a testament to my mental toughness and my ability to overcome and conquer, so.
We're in the training room together, and Lord knows we did not want to be there. See me down on my knees, you know, winded, really fighting through it. I think that's how I helped him. When it got tough for him, he could look down there at me and see me putting in work.
Working through it.
Did you guys want to leave?
Did you want to leave? What do you mean?
Did you have moments where you thought, you know what, gotta go, I got to play. I got to go somewhere.
For me, it wasn't about leaving because, you know, I believe it could happen to you anywhere else. So it ain't really about getting out of one situation and heading into the next situation, because with the track record, you would really be heading into the same thing, coming off an injury, no production. That's a lose-lose to me, so I didn't think that was an option. I think it was more about both of us putting our heads together and saying, you know, look, don't let the things around you bring you down to where, you know, everything you put in this offseason, the rehab and then the working, is just flushed down the drain.
Grass isn't always greener on the other side. There was a point in time where, yeah, honestly, yeah, I wanted out. At the end of the day, I know what I'm capable of, and I'm very confident in what I bring to the table. And because I saw so much where I could actually help this team, help this defense be so much better. Now, granted, we were a little bit slow on the pickup of the 3-4 thing, you know what I'm saying? But besides that, it's like, just, when you want a guy out there, you get a guy out there, you know what I'm saying? You make a way for it to happen. Honestly, yeah, I wanted out because I wanted to be somewhere where I was a part of something, where my talents and what I brought to the table was actually put to use.
So then you get the chance, and you guys have torn it up.
Right? You're doggone right. Yes.
Met our expectations for ourselves.
Lamar and myself was not brought here to sit on the sideline. We weren't brought here to blow out an Achilles and blow out a knee. We weren't brought here for that either. You know what I'm saying? But we know what we're capable of doing and what we bring to the table.
What's your vision for each of you now?
Enjoying the game.
We have no choice but to enjoy it.
I say you appreciate it more when it's gone, you know? Because it ain't never promised. The next one ain't never promised. So.
An Achilles injury, a knee injury, you realize how much you have a passion for this game. We only lost it for a brief moment, but you realize how much you love this game, and you understand that you don't have no time to waste.
Hey, Lauren, did you?
Yeah.
I was not expecting that.
Yeah, that sounded legit, right?
That was good. Yeah. That was good.
I saw you doing a Willie Sack dance. Can you give us a rendition of it? Yeah, let's go.
That was just for you.
No, this is for everybody. Let's see that. Let's see it.
It's just like a little, you know.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was not the skip.
Willie, we like when you do it.
Yeah,
not so much more.
We need to take one more break.
I bet we do.